We come this morning in our scripture reading to Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13, verses 1 to 13. If you're using the Pew Bible found in the pew in front of you, you'll find this on page 1080. Mark 13, verses 1 to 13. In Mark 13, we have Jesus being asked about how beautiful the city of Jerusalem is. And then Jesus in Mark 13 begins forecasting the two great events that are about to happen in redemptive history. The first is the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD. This is the time where Jesus comes in judgment on the city because the apostate Jews have persecuted his people so much, and he has come to put an end to temple worship. The second event is the second coming of Christ, of which 70 AD is but a small picture of Christ coming to judge the whole world. And he bounces back and forth between those two themes, but here in 13, 1 to 13, he teaches us about the destruction of Jerusalem. Now, as he does this, he tells his people the signs, what's going to happen, and then why the judgment is coming. And he teaches us a very important lesson, not only for his disciples then, but for us now. And that is that God will not save us from affliction, but he will save us through affliction. He tells the disciples that you will be handed over to kings and to nations, and they will judge you, and they will come out in hatred against you. But what does Jesus say in verse 13? And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but to the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. Christ is going to be our leader, and we will go through very difficult times throughout this world. We will be persecuted for his name's sake, but we do so with the sure confidence that Christ will save us if we endure with faith in his name. So with that thought in mind, let us read Mark 13, 1 to 13. And as he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given to you in that hour, for it is not you who speaks, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against their parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." Thus ends this reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. May he write its truth upon our hearts.